So, hello and welcome to Tip TV, and with me, Charlie Gibson, and we're going to have Edison's review of the mining sector and also a bit of a look forward to what we think is going to happen in 2017 as well. Supposed to take it one step at a time before we look forward to what we think is going to happen. Why don't we have a quick look back at what happened over the course of 2016 in terms of mining? So if we look at the first chart here, that will give us a look at what the various commodities have done over the course of the year. And you can see, really, to some extent, it's a year of two halves. What we had, at the first half of the year, and it's not chronologically in halves, but more temperamentally, and up till November, it was the precious metals that were making all the running, and with probably the single exception of coking coal. And then we had this very sharp reversal after Donald Trump was elected, and all the precious metals started to underperform, all the base metals and the industrial metals started to outperform on the assumption that there would be some sort of reflation in the US economy. And within that, there were a few surprises, and it's interesting to note that of the four best performers, prime coking coal, iron ore, zinc and oil, I think this time a year ago, probably only the experts would only had one of those as amongst the best performers, and that would have been zinc. The outlook, as far as everyone was concerned a year ago, for prime coking coal, for iron ore and for oil was almost unremittingly bearish. So those, if you'd like, were the exceptions. The bulk of commodities were up by between 10 and 20%. Gold was towards the lower end of that. Silver was towards the top end of that. Just worth highlighting copper. Copper is actually one of the best performing commodities of the year. It's outperformed in US dollar terms both gold and silver. And the surprise, again, about that is that everyone was unremittingly bearish on copper and the prospects for copper this time a year ago, and everyone was expecting a wall of supply to come in, which hasn't come in effectively. And then, of course, we have the expected reflation of the US economy and also signs of life, I think it would be true to say, in the Chinese market. I suppose the only other thing that's worth highlighting there is uranium. Uranium, which has had an absolutely diabolical 2016, it was the only commodity of this suite to have fallen, and fallen very significantly at that. It's down almost 50% over the course of the year, but it is just worth noting that uptick at the end. So far in 2017, again, of all these commodities, the best performer by far has been uranium, and the worst performer has been prime coking coal, which you can see giving up all of those gains. Well, not all of those gains, but a healthy chunk of those gains. Let me put it this way, 100% of those gains. It was up 3.5 times, and it's now only up 2.5 times. So it's given back one time, or 100%. So there has been that reversal. Could this be uranium's year? Yep. Sooner or later, it will be. Could it be? Yes, it could be, and it would be a mistake, I think, to ignore that. If we go over to the next slide, we just look at, I think, however, what we'll see in the next slide is this is really the reason that you invest in equities as opposed to the commodities. Now the commodities, you'll see there, if you look at the gold outperforms both the Dow Jones and the FTSE 100 index for almost all of the year, and just towards the end, after that election, it gave up some of those gains, and you see, nonetheless, it still outperformed in US dollar terms the FTSE 100, and it was only just bested by the Dow Jones index in US dollars by a squeak. But the reason you're in equities is if you look at the top two lines, the Gold Bugs Index, the Huey as it's known, and the FTSE Gold Mines Index, and you can see that while you got about 10% from gold over the course of the last year, that's since the 17th of December 2015, which is when it hit its localized low, just over 1050 an ounce. But you can see that while you got 10% from gold, you got more like 80% from these big indices. If we go to the next slide, we'll see a little bit of colour in that in terms of what the actual equities did within that. And you can see, well, there's a huge range, but by and large, you can see gold is the worst performer of those. So all the equities outperforming gold, and all but one of the equities outperforming silver. It is interesting to note that where iron ore, however, comes in that, iron ore is roughly halfway in terms of its positioning within that table. The best performing of these 20 equities I'm looking at, Kerr Mining, followed by Hochschild, Anglo American, and Glencore. If we go over to the next slide, you can see the same data repackaged in a slightly different way. So this is just taking the endpoints and how much these stocks performed by over the course of the year. You can see Kerr Mining there up 4x, the best performer, Eldorado up by a good deal less, but still up nonetheless, and up by more than gold at the lower end. What I think is the interesting feature of this is, by and large, silver equities outperform gold. So you see amongst the top performers, you see your Hochschilds, your Hecklers, your First Majestics, your Pan American Silvers, making out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, four of the top seven performers. So by and large, you have the silvers outperforming gold. You would expect that. But you also have, I've also got the diversified miners in there, in the form of BHP Billiton, in the form of Anglo American, in the form of Glencore. And what you notice there is that actually Anglo American and Glencore did outperform the iron ore price, and the iron ore is just really a benchmark for industrial commodities for these purposes. But they were recovery stories. If you look at the benchmarks, the BHPs, Billitons, and the Rio Tintos, they underperformed the iron ore price quite substantially. So I think if you look at the line across the middle there is the average, in the average base performance of these stocks, not of the commodities in grey, but of the stocks in green, the average performance there was a gain of 130%, or it's 128.6%, but 130% for these purposes. Now, so that implies to me that, as far as the precious metals are concerned, the equities have had a very good run relative to the commodities. It'll make it harder for those to increase in the future, in the absence of the commodities moving themselves. Am I a bull on gold and silver? Yes, I am, relatively speaking. I'm cautiously optimistic because I think that there are certain inconsistencies in US policy. And I think at the moment the market is looking at the headline numbers, it's expecting a reflation, and that's what it's betting on. I think when push comes to shove, what the market is going to find is that reflation is actually harder to achieve in straight vanilla terms, in the way that it was in perhaps the 1980s and the 1990s, when you saw fairly conventional economic cycles. I don't think we're in that situation before. I don't think we're in the same situation as we were before at all. So that is why I'm a relative bull on gold and silver, and that will, of course, propel the equities. But however, where I think the greater excitement perhaps is with the Rio Tintos and the BHPs of the world, which haven't performed relative to iron ore. Now, iron ore has been the graveyard, I would have said, of the analysts in 2016. Almost all the analysts, with that exception, were expecting iron ore to go down. It was, in fact, one of the best performers. So either iron ore is, in my opinion, what's happening is Rio Tinto and BHP are already discounting the fact that the iron ore price should be lower than it is at the moment. So there are several possibilities. One is the iron ore price stays where it is, or even increases, in which case Rio Tinto and BHP go up, or the iron ore price comes back, in which case Rio Tinto and BHP largely have that discounted already. So the pair trade, if you like, here, I think, is to go long BHP Billiton, long Rio Tinto, and short iron ore, and you should be a winner to a greater or lesser extent, whatever unfolds in the market. So that's our look forward, and well, we'll see how it goes over the course of the year. Thank you.